From Heaven, a selection of words and wisdoms of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin Nasin. This is the 311th episode of the program From Heaven. The aim of this program is to take some lessons from the anecdotes related to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And I am Fakhr Rouhani, the expert of this episode. It has been indicated in some sources that once Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was talking with a gentleman, and then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam posed two questions. The first question was that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam asked of his interlocutor that would you like to prevent someone who may wish to kill a poor beggar, or as the second question, or would you like to overcome an enemy who may wish to lead a Muslim astray by misleading him? And in order to overcome that challenge, you will give him convincing arguments and sound arguments. Then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam indicated that surely the second job is of more significance. That is, if a person wants to mislead Muslims, and that person, that traitor to the Muslim community, must be overcome. This job, I mean overcoming a traitor to the Muslim community, is of more significance. Then, in support of his own argument, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam indicated thus, and read this Quranic verse, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And whoever enlivens someone else, it's as if such a person has already enlivened all the people altogether. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam indicated his own interpretation of this Quranic verse, that is, if someone leads someone else, anybody else, from ignorance to the right path, it's as if this person has saved all the creation from being killed by swords. From this we understand that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, as the leader of the Muslim community, was very much cautious and very much alert regarding the fate of the Muslim community. Surely the fate of the Muslim community concerns the intellectual condition of Muslims. And Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam gave priority to not going astray from the right path.
Alhamdulillah الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين من المتمسكين بولايته علي بن أبي طالب
بولايته
علي بن أبي طالب والأئمة المعصومين والأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام.
Another indication is that once Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam inherited several large areas of land and properties. However, before touching those items, the inheritance, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam donated all of them to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and distributed the whole properties amongst the needy. This indicates that Imam al-Husayn al-Salam wasn't a mercenary personality. Far from it. Imam al-Husayn al-Salam was a good guide to how to behave religiously, with piety, and mystically. Unfortunately, some people who aren't well informed about the character of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam might interpret Imam al-Husayn al-Salam's uprising against the Umayyad dynasty, and especially against Yazid, as an act or as a job that was aiming to reach some political or transitory power. Such a personality who distributed all his properties and inheritance in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and donated almost everything to the poor. How can such a personality prove to be mercenary or prove to be after gaining some political power for just a couple of days in this worldly life? Another indication is that Bashir ibn Ghalib related that once he was going to a place together with and in company with Imam al-Husayn al-Salam. However, while they were walking, Bashir ibn Ghalib seized the opportunity to raise a question, to pose a question in order to seek the answer to that question from Imam al-Husayn al-Salam. And the question was that, was it permissible to drink liquids while a person is standing, not sitting? At that moment, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam never said anything. He never answered the question abruptly and swiftly on the spot. Rather, at the later station, later on, soon after, they reached the station and they preferred to pause for some moments at that place. Then Imam al-Husayn al-Salam went to a sheep and milked the sheep and drank the milk while he was standing. In that case, in that way, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam gave a practical answer to that person. From this we understand that deed and practice, actual practice, reveals the truth or conveys the answer far more clearly than when a person answers using his own language. And another one is that if we want to say something and we may wish that our words are really influential with the right influence on others, first of all, we ourselves should be the first practitioner of whatever we preach others to do. From these accounts, we understand that, first of all, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam's invitation to being pious, to practice whatever one preaches, can be found to have the best manifestation in the personality of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam. And in this way, we may find out that Imam al-Husayn al-Salam was a good role model, not only for Muslims, but also for those people who are seeking the truth in the not only in the words, but also in the deeds and in the gestures of the infallible imams in general and that of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam in specific. We hope to have taken very important lessons from these accounts. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Allahumma arzuqni, Allahumma arzuqni, shafa'at al-Husayn. Yeah.